man. Hey, 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 hey.
We live in a society where sometimes you just need to get stuff off your chest. It's 11:45, which means it's time to release the hate before lunch. This is Do You Hate This with Dennis and Frito on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Is this thing on? Yes, it is. It's Do You Hate This on Dennis and Frito on 103.3 FM ESPN. Every day at 11:45, we ask the question,
do you hate this?
And we answer, because hating is a healthy thing. And as always, Do You Hate This is brought to you by our friends at ComedyGuys.com. Get your speeding tickets dismissed and get some laughs at the same time. And guys, a lot of people waste money these days. And a lot of big corporations waste money. And when they waste this money, it means that they have to let go of people. They have to fire people. And I'm proud to work for ESPN, but sometimes I think we might waste a little money. And you mentioned the ratings earlier for last night's college football championship. It was a 15.8. 15.8 for just simply watching the game on ESPN like so many people did. However, there were 15 options total as to how you can watch this game. Would you guys care to guess just what the ratings were for all those other options combined? And again, 15.8 for the main option, all the other options combined. Would you guys care to guess just what all the other options drew?
Now, before we guess, we're talking about ESPN News had one option, ESPN Classic, ESPN 2.
They had
ESPN,
everything. You could watch ESPN it from Nick 3. Saban's belt. It
so,
seemed like
so
there were a lot of options.
Add them all up. You're looking for a number that if we add them all up, that should equal that ratings number, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say that for the effort, the amount of people involved, all added up, it better have added about a 3.5.
Frito?
Oh, it didn't add a 3.5, but I would say it added a 1.6.
It added a 0.2. 15.8 for the normal, 0.2 for the 35 other options. I'm going to ask you guys.
Do you hate this?
No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all, because here's the thing. Is that you are willing to spend the money and take the chances, and you might find a diamond in the rough, something that you can develop, and those alternate forms of watching the game, you know, it wasn't about making money, it wasn't about generating ratings, it was about to check the level of interest, and if they find something that works, they can incorporate it into the regular broadcast.
It obviously wasn't about making money, Frito.
Spoken like a true programmer for years, you could have put Sierra singing the national anthem over and over again on all those channels, and it would have killed that. That is a complete wasted effort. I think that should change how they approach it next year.
Thank you. Guys, and we're gonna relate to common folks, because not the common folks can't relate to monetary decisions like corporations like ESPN. So I'm just going to list a few common dilemmas when it comes to spending extra money. And I want you to tell me if you hate it or not. And I'm going to make the financially smart decision just for the sake of argument. Ordering a hamburger without paying extra for the cheese.
Do you hate this?
No, I would love that.
Just to save money?
Yes, it's financial decision. Frito Finance, is that a smart decision? Ordering a burger without paying extra for the cheese.
No, it's, you know what, because I like my cheeseburger, so the cheese is well worth the price. I'm buying a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm not overthinking it. You just said ordering a hamburger without paying extra for the cheese. Do you hate this? My answer is no. I don't hate that. I like it.
Ordering well vodka instead of top shelf.
Do you hate this?
I'm kind of new at the vodka game. I would admit that. It's my new drink du jour since I haven't had a cold beer in 7 months and I've gained weight. Figure that out. May go back to the beer. I don't care. In my golf bag, I'll put the cheapest little bottle in there. It doesn't matter.
I may have an opinion if I was into vodka, but I'm not really into vodka, so I'm not qualified to answer that question.
I'm a vodka expert, and I'm just going to tell you guys, there's really no difference. And for those of you people that like to drink Grey Goose, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Hey, DJ, we're not sponsored by Grey Goose, are we?
No, sir.
Pinnacle Vodka is the exact same vodka as Grey Goose. It's distilled the exact same amount of times. It's the exact same vodka, exact same distributor. They just don't market as well. So all you people that like to drink Grey Goose, you can go ahead and buy one bottle of Grey Goose. When it's gone, you can just grab Pinnacle from now on. They have flavors, actually. You can pour it in there, and you're drinking the exact same thing. Just trying to help it out, provide our listeners with the service.
I'm going to go back to my management style, Landry, and I'm going to ask you. So if Grey Goose is not currently advertising with us.
There never will be now.
What do we want them to do? There are two types of businesses, Landry, right?
There are sponsors and there are people that could be sponsors, and I just completely screwed myself in that one. But we'll move on.
Oh, my.
Sneaking candy into the movie theater.
Do you hate this?
Don't hate it. Don't hate it. I used to do it when I was a kid. I'm sure most kids have done it. In fact, my mother would encourage it because she didn't want us paying those ridiculous concession stand prices. Made sense to me. So, no, I don't hate it.
Did you ever do it on a date?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Have you ever snuck wine into a movie theater?
No.
After the age of 45?
I have.
No.
I have.
I don't need alcohol that badly. You do? Landry?
No, I mean, you just want to drink. You just take it into the theater. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not too bad. One time I got caught, though. I put it in my hoodie, and I had like a little pint. And for some reason, the lady looked, and she was like, sir, you're not allowed to take alcohol in the premises. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. It was like a big deal.
I don't know if I've ever gone to a movie where I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to need some alcohol for this movie. I don't know if I've ever done that.
I know people who've done that.
LeBron James is in town. We're going to move on from financial decisions. LeBron James is in town, and in the spirit of the return of the king to the AAC, let's go back to 2011. Mavs fans like to relive this all the time, and I'm going to throw the challenge flag on our own Chuck Cooperstein. Here is Coop's final call when the Mavs beat LeBron James in the Miami Heat in 2011. Now, I'm going to tell you what Coop says about this final call, and I want you guys to tell me if you think he's a liar or not.
The game is over. The series is over. The Mavericks have scaled the NBA playoff mountain and have planted their flag. They are the NBA champions.
One of the great calls in the history of DFW sports, Chuck Cooperstein, one of the great broadcasters in the Metroplex. However, he says and he swears by the notion that he did not have that final call planned out. He had no idea he was going to use the flag line or anything. I say Coop is a liar.
Do you hate this?
I do hate your assessment of that. For two reasons. A, if Coop tells me something, Coop is the type of person that I believe. He doesn't have to tell me twice. Secondly, you can hear it in his voice. He got excited when that idea popped into his head. Did you hear him? He kind of elevated.
The game is over.
Listen.
The series is over. The Mavericks have scaled the NBA playoff mountain and have planted their flag.
You might be right.
The NBA champions.
You might be right about that. You might have talked me out of that. I hate myself.
I got to tell you that if I didn't know Coop, if I hadn't watched Coop do his job, I would tend to think, yeah, that was scripted because it's so good. But based on what I've seen Coop do, absolutely that wasn't scripted. And then based on what Steve just said, if you listen to it again, you hear the emotion in his voice. No, not scripted at all.
Yeah, he was proud of his own brain for coming up with that, and he couldn't wait to get it out.
You talked me out of that. Yesterday, Jacob Coker, the winning quarterback for the University of Alabama, by the way, he might need to get some proactive or something like that. I'm just saying, you're over 21, man. It's time to start washing your face a little bit.
So, as my daughter would say, rude.
I'm just saying, you might need to do something about that. You're the big man on campus. He was smoking a victory cigar after the game, smoking cigars to celebrate achievements.
Do you hate this?
Hell yes, I'm in on that.
So you do not hate that?
No, if you can't enjoy a good cigar after you accomplish something, what are we on this planet for, Frito?
Dude, I absolutely hate it. I absolutely hate it for people that just whip them out if they don't normally smoke cigars.
Excuse me, okay? While I whip this out.
You know what? If you're a cigar smoker, if that's something
you normally do,
I'm fine with that. But the victory cigar, just because it's no, not at all.
I don't understand cigars, man. Have you ever had someone say, "Hey, do you want to go out and hang out and have a cigar?" What in the hell are you talking about?
We're not country club guys like you, Steve. I guess we don't sit around the men's grill smoking cigars.
I just don't understand the whole cigar thing, man.
Me and my
smell.
Buddy, speaking of the country club, won a very big golf tournament in 2007. We didn't move from the same spot for about an hour and 15 minutes, and the combination of alcohol and cigars would have killed
the average man. Okay, you know what? How often do you smoke cigars?
Never.
So when do you smoke them?
When I'm in a celebratory mode.
Celebrate with something you like. If you really like cigars, you would smoke them every day.
He has a point, Steve.
They're special. They're special. I don't typically like cigars, but in that moment, I love
it. That makes it even worse.
Steve, you're special. And as always, Do You Hate This is brought to you by our friends at ComedyGuys.com. Get your speeding tickets dismissed and get some laughs at the same time.
And have a cigar.
I'm going to celebrate this victory with something I generally hate.
Have a cigar. What a great song by Pink Floyd.